Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of March 1, 2024, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader for the North Carolina Reading Service. The season is winding down. We have deadlines for tournament entries coming up, so please plan accordingly. Don't forget about next week's chili cook-off, and please don't forget to call Sharon at 919-740-1073 if you need a substitute or if you want to sub the following week. Lane assignments for week 16. Lane 35, Team 7, Hangman. Lane 36, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 37, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 38, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 39, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 40, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 41, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 42, Team 2, Strike Time. Substitutes for Week 16. Lane 35, Team 7, out. Thelma Crumpler, no sub. Out, Reggie Blunt. In, Loretta Tony. Lane 39, Team 3, out. Sharon Benton, no sub. Lane 40, Team 1, out. Robert Parrish, in Matt Bowers. The SBBA Mail Graphic Tournament will be bowled on Friday, March 22. Entry fee is $6. Outlaw's deadline to submit entries is Friday, March 1. Calling all chefs, our chili soup, stew, and dessert cook-off will be held on Saturday, March 9, from 5 to 9 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Raleigh. It is $10 to come and try all the chili, soup, stew, and dessert that you wish. You do not have to be a bowler to enter or to eat. Everybody's welcome to participate. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, will be on March 16. We will bowl at Major League Lanes, 811 Johnstown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Outlaws, the $35 entry fee is due next Friday, March 8. Bowling begins at 9:30 a.m., with registration having begun at 9 a.m. More information about the departure time, etc., will be announced next week. Put your money in the lane envelope and turn it in. The Governor Moorhead Foundation invites everyone to the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new GMS Accessible Outdoor Learning Center, April the 11th at 12:30 p.m. The generous help of NC State School of Design and community partnerships has made this new accessible playground possible. The ABBA National Tournament information for Reno, Nevada. Information from Sandy McDaniel. We will be staying at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, 407 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 89501. The best way to make reservations is to go on the website by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter or calling the Silver Legacy reservation line at 1-800-687-8733. And be sure to note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Silver Legacy. Ask for the group rate for ABBA Bowling Tournament 2024. The discounted rate is $59 plus $30 resort fee, plus a $3 city fee and 13.5% tax. All of this comes to approximately $104 per night for two guests. Each additional person will be charged at a rate of $10 per person per night for a maximum of four persons in the guest room. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 19, 2024. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service and self-parking, in-room Keurig coffee maker with Starbucks pods, refrigerator and in-room safe, access to all new fitness center, public area Wi-Fi and in-room Wi-Fi, and printing of boarding passes. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. Any departures after 11 a.m. are subject to the full-day charge. Each guest room must have at least one registered guest 21 years of age or older. The Silver Legacy Casino is a short walk from the hotel lobby. There's a snack shop and a coffee shop in the lobby. The casino has several restaurants. Also, the Circus Circus Casino and the El Dorado Casino adjoin the Silver Legacy Casino. The Circus Circus Casino has a food court with several different restaurants to select from. There is a 24-hour restaurant in the Silver Legacy. Go to the website and it lists all of the restaurants and entertainment that they have. Coconut Bowl, 1855 East Lincoln Way, Sparks, Nevada, 89434, will be the lanes we will be using this year. It's about 10 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 38 lanes for the competition. The lanes are in two sections, 22 lanes and 16 lanes. The bowling center is also a family entertainment center, which includes go-karts, miniature golf, pool tables, and two bars. The Water Dog Shack Bar, snack bar, features a diverse menu, including pizza, burgers, hot dogs, salads, and a variety of sandwiches and Mexican specialties. All food is made to order, but is also it is a quick and easy way to get some food. The entry fee for the tournament is $80, and it is an additional $25 for the Masters. Registration for guests is $18. That's included in the $80 fee for those who are bowling. So if you have a guest planning to come, then please include their name and registration fee also. Outlaws. Please note, because the tournament entries are due to ABBA by April 5, outlaw entries are due in no later than March 22. We do not bowl on March 29, as that is Good Friday. Therefore, we are going to need to know who is going to the tournament in order to make the teams up in time to get the entries to Sandy by the 5th. Please plan ahead and see Ginger or Sharon if you have a problem. T-shirts are $30. Please specify your size and whether you want black or tie-dye. They must be prepaid. The Masters will be bowled on Monday afternoon, May 20. We normally request the 9:30 a.m. squad for singles and doubles and for teams on the second and third day. So Tuesday for singles and doubles for Wednesday and Tuesday for singles and doubles and Wednesday for teams. We do not yet know what the schedule is for the meetings. They're anticipated to be either Tuesday or Wednesday. And please note, if you arrive before 3:30 on the day of your reservation begins, the hotel charges a $10 early check-in fee plus tax. And if you leave after 11 a.m. on your day of departure, you are charged for a full day. Careers and the Disabled Virtual Career Fair, March 13, 2023, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Hundreds of positions are available at this hiring event, an efficient way to meet with employers looking to hire. Save time and meet with employers online. The event is free for job seekers to attend. All career disciplines. Register today to meet with recruiters for major corporations and government agencies looking to fill current positions. Register by clicking on the internet link in your email copy of this letter. For questions, contact EOP, that's Equal Opportunity Publications, at 631-421-9421 or info@eop.com. Scholarships are available to students with vision loss for the 2024-25 academic year. Scholarships for students pursuing college or graduate study are invaluable in making an educational opportunity more widely available. The number of scholarships exists to support the education of students with vision impairment. In preparing for the coming year, students and their families can explore offerings that may match their interests and goals. Those considering scholarship opportunities are advised to apply for funding from their state's Commission for the Blind or equivalent agency. Some scholarships require proof of this step for a student to be considered. Following are some of the individual scholarships available for the upcoming academic year. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is accepting applications for its annual scholarships from high school seniors through graduate school students who are blind or have low vision. The application deadline is midnight Eastern Time, March 31st, 2024. Currently, 30 merit-based scholarships of $8,000 each are available. Recipients attend the NFB National Convention in July. In addition, NFB and HumanWare are collaborating to offer the Jim Halliday HumanWare NFB Scholarship to four candidates, each of whom will receive $1,000 and one Braillant BI40 Braille display. NFB scholarship applicants can select a checkbox on their application to gain access to the questions related to this award. The Lighthouse Guild offers merit-based scholarships to students with vision loss who are about to enter college or embark on a graduate education. Each year, up to 20 scholarships are offered to outstanding high school students and at least one to a graduate student. Applications are due by March 31, 2024. The Lavelle Fund for the Blind provides two scholarships for college and graduate students who are legally blind and visually impaired and studying at one of 12 partnering colleges and universities in the tri-state New York area. The Lavelle Brother Kearney Scholarship Program provides financial support and career preparation assistance to students to enter and advance in the profession of their choice. Their Lavelle Leaders Awards are one-time only merit awards of $5,000 offered to two students per year. The application deadline is June 30, 2024. For lists and details about these and other scholarships, check the links to the web pages of the Lavelle Fund for the Blind and Lighthouse Guild. For further details about specific scholarships of interest, it would be advisable to contact the scholarship provider directly in the same manner. For additional background information, read the AFB article on scholarships for the blind and low vision students. The AFB article also features descriptions of a number of scholarships offered by other organizations, including the Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, AER, the Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, the Christian Record Services, Learning Ally, and the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Scholarships for Fordham Law School and Western Michigan University as well. Parents, educators, and students and others can connect with local community organizations that provide services to individuals with vision loss to inquire about other funding opportunities to support the pursuit of higher education. Now it's time for some recipes that will bowl you over. Let's start with bean soup. The ingredients: 1 16-ounce package of dried navy beans, 7 cups of water, 1 ham bone, 2 cups of diced ham, 1/4 cup of minced onion, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 pinch of ground black pepper, 1 bay leaf, 1/2 cup of sliced carrots, and 1/2 cup of sliced celery. Your directions are to rinse the beans, transfer them to a large stock pot, and add water. Bring to a boil and simmer for 2 minutes. Remove from the heat, cover, and let it stand for 1 hour. Add the ham bone, diced ham, onion, salt, pepper, and bay leaf. Bring it to a boil. Reduce the heat to low. Cover and simmer until the beans are soft. That'll take about 1 hour and 15 minutes. Then add carrots and celery and cook until tender, about 10 to 15 minutes. Remove the ham bone from the pot and place it on a cutting board until it's cool enough to handle. Remove any meat from the bones and cut it into bite-sized pieces, and then stir it into the soup until it is warmed through. Sounds great for a chilly day. And here's white chicken chili, crockpot version. Same thing for a chilly day. The ingredients: 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breasts, trimmed of excess fat, 1 yellow onion diced, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 24 ounces of chicken broth, low sodium, 2 15-ounce cans of Great Northern beans, drained and rinsed, 2 4-ounce cans of diced green chilies. I do 1 and hot and 1 mild. So says the chef, not me. 1 15-ounce can of whole kernel corn drained. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 half teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of cumin. 3 quarters of a teaspoon of oregano. 1 half teaspoon of chili powder. 1 quarter teaspoon of cayenne pepper. A small handful of fresh cilantro chopped. 4 ounces of reduced fat cream cheese that's softened, and 1 quarter cup of half and half. Then for toppings, sliced jalapenos, sliced avocados, a dollop of soft cream, minced fresh cilantro, tortilla strips, and shredded Monterey Jack or Mexican cheese. Here are your instructions. Add chicken breasts to the bottom of a slow cooker. Top with salt, pepper, cumin, oregano, chili powder, and cayenne pepper. Top with diced onion, minced garlic, Great Northern beans, green chilies, corn, chicken broth, and cilantro. Stir. Cover and cook on low for 8 hours or on high for 3 to 4 hours. Remove chicken to a large mixing bowl, then shred it and return it to the slow cooker. Add cream cheese and half and stir. Then cover and cook on high for 15 minutes or until the chili is creamy and slightly thickened. If you want to ensure a smooth blend of cream cheese, try adding the softened cream cheese to a small mixing bowl, then adding a few ladles of the chili from the slow cooker. Whisk until smooth, then stir that mixture into the slow cooker and proceed with adding the half and half and cooking on high for 15 minutes. Stir it well and serve with your desired toppings. We close with your bowling schedule. Bowl on March 1 and March 8. The Roan tournament entries are due on March 8. Chili soup stew and dessert cook-off on March 9. Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem, March 16. SBBA Mail a Graphic is bowled on March 22. And there will be bowling on March 22. The SBBA Mail a Graphic is bowled that day. The ABBA National Tournament entries are due on March 22nd. Good Friday, March 29, no bowling. And then for April, bowling on April 5, 12, and 19. The Outlaw Invitational, May 4th, to be confirmed. And finally, the ABBA National Tournament in Reno, Nevada, on May 19 through 23. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long. Until next time.